This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. China's consulate in the U.S. southwestern city of Houston, Texas, will have to shut down in 3 days after a U.S. order. Beijing condemning the order and threatening retaliation Wednesday. A State Department spokeswoman citing a need to protect American intellectual property and information amid a sharp deterioration in relations between the two countries. A source told Reuters China is considering closing the U.S. consulate in the city of Wuhan. Ties between the United States and China have been increasingly tense since the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in Wuhan at the beginning of the year. As the COVID-19 crisis intensifies, face coverings will be mandatory in the lockdown Australian city of Melbourne beginning on Wednesday. Residents can only leave their homes for work, study, exercise, and other essential business. Australia has had 12,428 confirmed coronavirus infections. 126 people have died. Global coronavirus infections surged past 15 million on Wednesday. That according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, which has the highest number of cases in the world, with 3.9 million infections, President Donald Trump warned on Tuesday it will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has again tested positive for the novel coronavirus. This after first testing positive just over 2 weeks ago. The communications ministry said on Wednesday this was the third test the president has taken and he is still feeling well. You can go to voanews.com for the latest international headlines. This is VOA News.